Evan White and Corey LaRue are co-founders of Absurd Productions. I make up a different title for Absurd Word every time I come up here. Which one's your current favorite?
Absurd Publications.
Absurd Publications.
One in current favor.
And you can find their website at absurdword.com. Originally, they were planning to put out books, and they've got an anthology out called All of the Vegetarians in Texas Have Been Shot. They also put out a regular newspaper of sorts. It's called The Oddity. And I think we're up to, the third edition?
It is.
The third edition is going to come out this coming Friday at a special event that I hope you'll consider attending at the Avid Reader, which is on 2nd Street, across the street from the Varsity Theater. You will find these two gentlemen, Corey LaRue, as well as Evan White, and they've got a really impressive panoply of featured poets who will be reading. So, Evan and Corey, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you here.
Absolutely. So, who's going to tell us first the lineup on Friday at the Avid Reader bookstore here in Davis?
Corey, you want to do that?
Corey?
Yeah, so Friday on the 28th, we're having a poetry reading, and the lineup is Phil...
Larea.
Peter Pastor and D.R. Wagner, and they'll be reading, and Peter's going to be having some, like, visual audio things accompany his poetry. It's going to be badass. Can I say that?
Yes, just don't say it again.
Okay.
So, that's terrific, and these are poets that we've gotten to know at the Poetry Night Reading Series, and D.R. Wagner is a force not only in local poetry, but also in design, as you may know. And also, he was pretty much where you two are a good 40 years ago, creating his own publishing house and publishing a great number of important poets.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually did know that. He was, didn't he publish, was it Ginsberg or someone? He had some really big someone before they got famous. He published them, or he knew them.
There were a number of especially second and third generation beat poets who he published, and he was also he published a great amount of Kenneth Patchen, a poet with whom he was very close friends.
Mm.
Many poets such as yourself, Corey, Kenneth Patchen was an accomplished artist. Henry Miller was also he painted over 4,000 watercolors in his life. Derek Walcott, and then locally, we've got none other than Clarence Major, who's a painter as well as a poet. So many of these poetic types like to dabble in different fields, and D.R. Wagner's close friend Kenneth Patchen was one of them.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's going to be a great show. I really hope to see all Davis there. Because it's going to be really, really cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a big fan of all three of them. And I think I didn't know all this about D.R. Wagner, which kind of really just makes it even more awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's all three of those important poets will be at the Avid Reader. What's the name of the reading series? Take your time.
Strictly speaking, it's the Avid Voices, but there's, I think, at least two or maybe three other blank voice named reading series, so we're going to be changing it.
Right now we're thinking about
right now Corey wants to name it. I'll just talk since we can't keep turning the mic like idiots.
We can go like this.
Okay.
It's kind of close to comfort.
The
thing about happy endings.
That's the tentative one right now.
That sounds good. I hope that draws exactly the sort of attention that you're hoping for.
Happy endings at the Avid Reader. Look it up.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. We're chatting with Evan and Corey about an event that's happening this coming Friday at the Avid Reader on 2nd Street here in the city of Davis. We're going to take a quick musical break. I'll read... I don't know if I will be reading anything, but and we're going to perhaps chat with Andrew Poe, who is a reporter from the California Aggie. So much variety, so much quality, so much laughter here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Once again, Andrew Poe is here. He's a reporter from the California Aggie, which is the newspaper with the largest circulation in Yolo County. He's also a student at the University of California, Davis. Andrew Poe, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, what is your major here at UC Davis?
I'm an economics major, but I'm also a minor in writing. So
like, excellent.
Best of both worlds, I guess.
All students at UC Davis should be minors in writing, don't you think?
I agree.
What have been some of the writing classes that have been most helpful to you as a minor writer?
I think I've taken all of the things that I'm required to take for writing, and
yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to taking pragmatics and semantics this quarter.
That sounds terrific.
I'll be taking it with Corey.
Yeah.
I just found out. So.
And pragmatics and semantics.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it doesn't sound so pragmatic this class, but I'm glad you're taking it. I wanna learn more. And so you've taken some pre-professional writing classes as well at UC Davis?
I've taken their names are escaping me now.
Yeah.
But I've taken journalism.
Excellent. That's UWP 104C.
Right. I've taken like 104A too. I think that's business writing. And
that's business and technical writing?
Business and technical writing.
Excellent.
And I've taken the standard business 101. I mean, writing UWP 101.
Excellent.
Me too. Hey.
And is there an instructor who you want to give a shout out to who is particularly helpful to you as a writer?
Ken Anderson.
All right.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Brings a good sense of humor to the classroom. Very accessible. Ken Anderson, one of the lecturers in the University Writing Program mm-hmm. here at UC Davis. So you're working on a story on absurd publications.
Right.
Is that correct, Andrew Poe?
That is very correct. It is publications.
Good. And did you have any questions for me? This is the segue where you jump in with a question.
You know, we've got both the founders here, and they seem so giddy to be around you, so you seem sort of like a father figure to them. So tell me, like, what's your role been? Corey keeps telling me that he's been your therapist, but what's your role been in the
right.
whole scheme of things to these two?
It's more of an uncle role, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a cool uncle.
So, So I taught a class in the summer of 2011 called ENL 100P, which is the Advanced Poetry Workshop. Mm-hmm. And Corey and Evan and a great number of other really talented writers took that class. And I led the workshop in such a way that I left lots of room for variety of production, but with really high standards. And I think what that allowed the students in the class to do is to build upon the skills and the interests that they had as writers, but challenge themselves to respond to difficult assignments, to really support each other in the writing that they were doing, and also to build a community of writers that has really flowered, not only with this absurd publications, but also They travel in gangs, some of these people, and go to different open mics and perform their work. They've also set up workshops where they do peer reviews of each other's work. So it's really been inspiring to me, but in some ways not surprising, because I think there's a long tradition at UC Davis where we are attached to a city that does not offer the same range of cultural opportunities as, say, Berkeley or Los Angeles. There's an important sort of self-reliance that we really expect from our students at UC Davis. So whereas it wouldn't be surprising for a faculty member to contribute to a press, here at UC Davis, we've actually come to expect that our students will form their own press, which is what these two have done. And it comes out of a tradition that you know well as a reporter for the Aggie, that the editor of the Aggie is an undergraduate, the general manager of KDBS is an undergraduate.
Right.
Undergraduates make the Coffee House Run, which is the largest restaurant in Yolo County. Undergraduates run our bus system, et cetera. So there is this idea of autonomy, of self-reliance, of that we can do it for ourselves. And obviously these two students took some of the lessons that I offered in that advanced poetry class and said, you know, we don't need to wait for New York to recognize our work, right, in terms of the publishing industry. But we can take advantage of the sort of support and high expectations and creativity and surprise and discovery that we discovered in that poetry workshop and make our own press. So obviously, as a doting uncle, I'm really proud of them and impressed with how much that they've done. And they might call me a source of mentorship or therapy or whatever the case may be. But largely, it comes out of the drive of these two folks who you've had a chance to meet for this article that you're writing for the California Aggie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Andrew Poe? Back when I was a young reporter, the questions came faster than this.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on!
We are entering the no zone. No. I think I'm spent.
Are you okay?
That was a pretty good answer. I was surprised by some of that.
Yeah, me too. I feel very... Thank you, Dr. Jones.
I wasn't ready for the depth of that.
That's all right. The same thing happened in the class. I would just start to speak, and they'd all be stunned into silence. Sometimes tears.
Well, I mean,
sometimes exhaustion.
With the way you answered, you covered like I was thinking I was going to ask you this question, and then you just covered it in the response. So you covered like a gamut of answers. So
excellent
question. So that's good. Yeah.
Good. Well, I hope you're ready to go. When is this article going to come out in California?
It'll come out on Monday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I will work for that. You're enjoying writing for the California Aggie?
It's been wonderful, actually, but I'm thinking of changing just departments, you know, out of city to something else just to change things up a little bit.
Oh, what are you thinking of changing it to?
Columnist, actually, but...
Well done to you,
my friend.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope that works out. Uh-huh. It hasn't worked out for everyone, but I know.
I wonder who he's talking about. There's just no way to know.
But I know it's a little bit like blogging. You've got to be creative, and you've got to come up with something every week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I hope that that makes you happy. That was Andrew Poe from the California Aggie. We're just about out of time. Let's hear some closing thoughts from the two editors of Absurd Publications. But before we go there, let me remind you of two more literary events coming up this week. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday, which means that Hannah Stein and Susan Kelly DeWitt will be reading at Logos Books. Logos Books is that little nonprofit used bookstore that you can find right there on 2nd Street between D and E. And on Thursday, September 27th, that's tomorrow night at 7:30, Hannah Stein and Susan Kelly DeWitt will be reading. And both of those poets have been features at the Poetry Night reading series, so definitely worth your time. And then Friday night, this great event that we've been talking about with D.R. Wagner, Peter Pasteur, and Philip Larea, all three of them will be reading at The Avid Reader.
Yeah.
There's another event on Saturday. Lori Glover, who is a colleague of Brad Henderson's and mine at the University Writing Program, she'll be reading at the Avid Reader as well. That's Saturday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. She is co-author of a fascinating travel book about California, which is really worth your time. And Lori's a terrific reader and someone who I think you'll enjoy spending time with. You may feel even tempted to purchase her book. That's this coming Saturday night at 7:30 at the Avid Reader. All right, we've got about 30 seconds, gentlemen. What closing words of wisdom do you want to offer? And, Evan, you get to go first.
Oh, geez. I do that something I did that I wrote to Andrew for the Aggie is to aim high and never give up.
Excellent. And Corey LaRue?
Take showers every day. Brush your teeth. Make sure you wear clothes when you go outside unless you're nudist. And, you know, that's all fun.
This is good advice. You all took my request for advice quite seriously, which I appreciate.
Well, one of us did.
We'll be, if you want to find out more about this press, then you can head over to absurdword.com. If you want to find out more about this radio show, go to Poetry Technology. A week from tomorrow, there will be a reading at the John Atsoulis Gallery by Julia Levine and Edith Schwartz. And I'm going to see if I can get them on the radio show next week. So keep it right here at KDBS for some great music coming up. I'll see you next Wednesday and every Wednesday for another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. See you next week.